Good luck out there today.
You all are just wonderful people.
Find out what's biting on The Fishing Report with your host, Tina Harbuck, and the ship's Chandler.
Howdy, howdy. It's Tina Harbuck at the Destin Log. I got Pete Wright from Ship's Chandler on this morning, and we are going to talk a little bit about fishing. What in the world's been going on, Pete?
It has been hot, Tina. Very hot
you.
And calm. We're got a normal August summer weather pattern in here right now.
Yeah.
It's pretty toasty out there.
But
it's been good. I mean, it's been, you know, it's normal stuff where it's hot outside, but it's, you know, it's been really super calm everywhere. So, you know, this time of year, you just started, you know, you kind of got to adjust to what the weather's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly inshore, of course, that changed a lot of things up. You know, that water temperature in the bay is super high, you know, hot right now. It's in the, you know, up in the day, and that shallow water gets up into the, you know, high 80s. So it gets warm. So, you know, when that happens, a lot of those fish, your inshore, you know, trout and redfish, things like that, they kind of get off those flats pretty quick. You know, you can still do pretty good, you know, early, super early morning, first hour and a half, 2 hours of daylight, you know, fishing the grass flats, throwing topwaters, suspending lures, and catching a few trout and redfish. And then, you know, as that sun comes up and it gets hotter, you definitely got to change things up. You start fishing a little bit deeper water, you know, 6 foot of water plus. You know, fishing docks and bridges and things like that. That's where most of your our fish are going to be held up during the day anyways. And then, of course, you know, night fishing is really good this time of year, fishing the lights.
You know,
there's always a ton of trout, ton of bait up in the lights at night. So, you know, a lot of times starting about now is when I'll go out there right there early evening or late evening and fish maybe
down.
An hour, the last little topwater bite, and then I'll start hitting those docks up for a couple hours at night and do really well.
Okay. And I've seen a few photos of folks on Facebook and stuff like that catching flounder. Is flounder starting to show up some or?
Not really showing up. I mean, they're just catching a few in between.
Right.
You know, that's what a lot of times it happens.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people are fishing, you know, they're fishing more docks right now, so in deeper water. So when you're doing that, they're using, you know, they're fishing the bottom, fishing for redfish and trout down deeper water, so you might get more flounder bites doing that because of the way you're fishing more than anything.
Yeah. Well, we're off of snapper now, and we got amberjack on the catch list and that kind of thing. How far out do folks need to go to catch an amberjack?
Well, I mean, here's the deal. So
The
big thing is finding bait, number one. You want to find some good bait and spend some time to catch the hardtails. You know, if you catch a bunch of good hardtails, you know, get some herring mixed in the cigs too, but hardtail can be your number one choice to find the right bait. Now, there's plenty of jacks inshore, you know, within 12, 15 miles of Destin Pass.
Okay.
The biggest issue is finding one that's big enough to keep.
Big enough.
That's right. So, most guys right now are making a pretty long run. They're running, you know, at least 15 miles, sometimes 30, 40 miles from our path, mostly out to the southwest, you know, out towards the Ozark and that area, and catching more, you know, a bigger grade of jacks doing that. And why they're doing that, you know, they're catching a few wahoos and dolphins mixed in. And, you know, it's just, but you know, it seems like the way it always is to catch a big jack, especially this time of year when that water warms up. You got to push a little further offshore where that more bait is, and there's some bigger fish are.
And what about the kings and that kind of thing? King mackerel still
catching
in here?
Yeah, catching some kingfish, catching some big Spanish mixed in with the kingfish too. You know, but the king bite's been kind of sporadic. You know, one day guys will catch a bunch of them, the next day they won't. Usually this time of year, August. You know, one of my favorite places to fish is down the West Beach down there around the, you know, basically off of the El Matador and stuff, off the, you know, west side of the Okaloosa Island, in that gully in there. A lot of bait gets held up in that gully, and, you know, a lot of big kingfish will get stacked up in there. So it's basically from the pole spot, which is right offshore of the Okaloosa Island Pier, all the way to the west, you know, 4 or 5 miles in that gully area right there, and you can see it on your GPS. It's kind of open water stuff, but it's just a gully where some bait gets held up. That's always a good spot to catch mackerels this time of year. And, of course, you know, Liberty Ship and different places like that will hold some fish, too.
All right. Sounds like there's plenty out there to catch. Just need to get out there.
Always. Lots of stuff to do. Yeah, and there's a few billfish, too, being caught this weekend. I know that a lot of guys that are, you know, not making super long runs. You know, this time of year is always when you want to fish that Ozark, Nipple area. Even, you know, over to the east, towards the squiggles and stuff, you'll find these white marlin. And they're,
yeah.
I know this weekend it was beautiful. A lot of guys went out there fishing, caught not a bunch of dolphin, but a few decent dolphin. But a lot of guys, almost every guy I talked to that stayed inshore, like I'm talking about, had a shot at a white marlin.
Oh, wow.
So that's a great sign. And they're not finding a ton of grass and not the prettiest water in the world. Don't think that just because the water's not the bluest you've ever seen doesn't mean there's going to be fish there. As long as there's bait there, you're going to catch fish. So if you're marking bait, stay around that area, and just keep on making circles, making laps, and you're going to end up getting shot eventually.
Wow. So fishing's good.
It's good. It's supposed to be that way all week, too. Slick, calm,
same thing, right.
Hot and calm.
All right. Sounds good. Well, listen, hey, man, I appreciate it, and we'll chat with you again later.
All right, Tina, sounds good.
All right, thanks, man. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, I'll see you. Bye.